So welcome back to the Heart series, and today 10 of part 2. Now, of course, today is the final day of part 2, but we're still very early on in the Heart series, so we're really just getting going with the practice. So no matter where you judge yourself to be, as to whether you think you've made lots of progress or no progress, if you're finding it easy or if you're finding it difficult, do remember this is really just the beginning. We're just getting into it. So give yourself plenty of time. And do remember that this exercise is about developing a sense of love or kindness towards yourself as well as others. So if you're finding the exercise difficult and you're not immediately getting the, I guess, feelings or experiences that you might have expected, firstly, you already know the dangers of expectation. But secondly, remember the very reason for doing this exercise is so that we are more aware of these qualities, that we develop them, we cultivate them, that we remind ourselves what they feel like. Because very often, they're not qualities that we're so in touch with. So whatever you do, don't give yourself a hard time if you're not necessarily experiencing overwhelming senses of sort of joy towards other people. That's not necessarily, in fact, it's quite rare that the practice begins in that place. We're working towards that, and it's something really well worth working towards. Remember, no matter whether you're doing the meditation, the formal exercise, or whether you're integrating this into your life, it's the same thing. We're looking to positively influence others, their well-being, their happiness, without any expectation. We're doing it simply because it's the right thing to do. And when we do that, one incredible side effect is that we get to benefit ourselves. We get to feel happier ourselves, and we get to experience a greater sense of kindness, both for ourselves and also towards others. But for now, we've still got the final meditation of part 2 to do. So just take a moment to get comfortable in the chair. And when you're ready, you can begin with a few nice big deep breaths. And with the next out breath, just closing the eyes. And just taking a moment or two to become more aware of the other physical senses.
And as you become more aware of those senses, you'll probably become more aware of the physical sensations in the body, areas of tightness or of ease. And so just take the next minute or so just to scan down through the body to become more aware of those areas. And at the same time, to just notice, to take the time to notice whether there are any particular emotions, if there's a particular underlying mood that might be around for you at the moment. As always, remember to just be clear in your own mind about your motivation. You'll have no doubt noticed that as you go from day to day, the motivation is quite often different. And over time, it tends to change. But just notice what it is today. And how the well-being of others might have found its way into your motivation. And having done that, now just settling the attention on the breath. On that rising and falling sensation. And just resting with that feeling just for the next couple of minutes. But when you're ready now, just starting to become aware of the beginning of the visualization, at first within yourself, just that expanding feeling, that sense of spaciousness, of warmth, of brightness. It's almost as though just everything sort of melts away as it slowly expands throughout the body. Just watch now as that visualization unfolds. And when the entire body is completely filled, when you feel as though there's a real, genuine sense of happiness, lightness in the body, with a willingness to share that with others, just imagining that first person and just beginning the visualization in the exact same way, and just watching with a sense of pleasure, as that person begins to look increasingly happy and relaxed. So when it looks as though they really couldn't be any happier at all, you can just let go of that image in the mind and replace it now with the second person, someone you care about, someone close. And in just the same way, watch as that visualization unfolds. So knowing now that that person really couldn't look any happier at all, just letting go of that image, letting go of any focus, and just allowing the mind to be free. And just bringing the attention now back to the body, back into those physical senses, becoming more aware again of the space around you, more aware of sounds, smells, of feelings. When you're ready, you can open the eyes. Maintaining that sense of clarity, of awareness, clear about how you feel now compared to before, and clear about your intention to be mindful, present, aware throughout the day, and also to take those opportunities to look out for the well-being of others. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair. So well done for making it to the end of part two of the Heart Series. Of course, there's still lots more to do in the Heart Series. And I think you'll find as we move into part three and part four, that you'll start to find areas that you can incorporate this where you never thought you would be able to before, and where it really starts to make a very big impact on your life, in particular in those relationships which you find difficult or challenging. My hope is that over part two, you've really started to get a sense now of this relationship between our own sense of happiness and the happiness of those around us, and how when we direct our thoughts, our wishes, our attitude of mind, a positive one, towards others, that rather than actually decreasing the sense of happiness we have for ourselves, sense of kindness we have for ourselves, it actually increases. So there's a very interesting dynamic that goes on there, that the more we share it with others, the more we get to experience it ourselves. So do remember that as you look for those opportunities in the day, just to visualize. Remember, not thinking about other people's lives and their happiness, but simply short visualizations, imagining those other people looking happy and looking for those opportunities to just sort of carry out these random acts of kindness. They don't need to be big. They don't need to be spectacular. In fact, better if they're not. Just small, simple things that will make a positive difference to other people's lives. And I'll look forward to seeing you back here for day one of part three of the Heart Series.